All right, RJ, I texted you this, but here you are. Thrasher, dude, that was aggressive. That was very aggressive.
Man, I'm an aggressive rider sometimes, like, and especially to the racer. Like, even Nate told me before you go out, like, just know who you're racing. Like, know the racer you're racing. And I know Nate well. I'm buddies with him, and dude, just did not expect that. Like, there's no excuse. Like, I don't care if those lines come together or not.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on in that left-hander. We did it all day. And, dude, it was just caught me so off guard. Like, dude, I was exiting, and, dude, I took a shot off that shoulder. Like, it was a heavy, heavy hit. And then
all of us in the press box are like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't have an answer. I mean, I don't.
Is he really tight with Kitch? Do we know? Or do they go fishing all the time?
I mean, they're definitely boys, but I feel like, I mean, I need to talk to because I need some help. Like, dude, that was, I don't know. Like, now, at least now I know. Like, hey, look, these guys are going to try to kill me. Like, I mean, even before that, though, like, he was behind me the whole time. I didn't run it in, like, that first lap. Nothing aggressive. And, dude, just, I mean, I don't know. I definitely had more speed than him, and I had the pace today. I feel like I could go.
I feel like there's a little bit of an unspoken rule with title guys near the end of series with everybody. I do feel like I've been covering the sport a long time. A lot of guys are like, hey, man, I'm not in this thing. I'm going to let the two dudes or three dudes go, you know, have their own race. I really feel like that's a bit unspoken.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be the guy to do that. Yeah. I mean, there's no – I don't care if you're going for a win on a night like tonight or not. Like, I'm pumped for Joe. He got the whole shot. He won the race. Like, that's sick. Don't mess up the fight behind you for something way, way bigger. And, yeah, I mean, it bums me out, but I'm not going to dwell on it. Like, whatever. Like, look, if I get a start Salt Lake, I can win this thing. Even if, like, yeah, like I said, all I needed was maybe one or two things go my way in that main event, and they didn't, like with Lappers and Nate, and then, just all I needed was, I'm not kidding you, one or two, and I feel like I might have even won that race. Like, I just needed it to have a little bit more. But, yeah.
We needed about two more minutes, too. It got real spicy with two more minutes because Levi caught Joe. You caught him. It was one of those classic tracks where I don't think you could push too hard. Otherwise, you'd make a mistake, especially you and your throttleness and how happy you are. So, like, there's a fine line of I want to chase Levi, but I'm also don't want to crash. And this track, it's easy, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I felt like whenever I was pushing, I was making up ground a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, all of the mistakes that came in my main event were not really necessarily from me. Like, it was the other guys. And yeah, I mean, we lapped a lot of guys in that main event. I don't know where we lapped up to, but they definitely let the other two guys go, and I must not just have seen the red plate coming. Like, I'm going to jump back in the main line. I blitzed the long rhythm one lap. I don't know if anybody's seen
that. Saw that, no.
Blitzed the whole thing all the way through, which was sick. That felt great. But, yeah, like...
Well, when you said you didn't make many mistakes, I was kind of thinking out of my head.
But. Well, I'm pretty sure there was a lapper that started that. And the lapper started it from the beginning out of whack, and then I clipped, and then just, fuck, get me out of this thing. It's just a couple things. Like, man, I rode well all day. Felt good.
I thought your turns, those the 180s across the start straight, I thought you were sick in those. It looked like you were fucking rails on those.
Yeah.
Were you, or did you feel good there?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we made a change probably right after St. Louis.
Yep.
And, dude, my bike's been awesome. Like, it feels really good. I was crushing the whoops. I was fast in the whoops. It was just a flat turn after a set of whoops. What can you do? Like, he can go double, still hold inside, and that was it. Like, that's what I said. Like, man, if I maybe had 2 tenths that last lap, I could have kamikaze the freaking whoops. But then it's like I'm outside. What can I do?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, just a tough kind of track to make up ground. And I felt like I was. But also it's like, look, I needed to be a bit better and give myself a better shot.
Well, this is awesome for us. Tied, one race to go. This is great for us, man. Good luck sleeping all week.
It's honestly probably better it's like this than having a big points or like five. Like, cause that's what the swing was. It was either coming to last round 5 points or coming tied. Either way, it's me and Levi. Like, I don't care if I'm racing anybody else out there. Like, it's literally me and Levi. Like, even on press day, like whenever we were out there, we were together. It's like, I could give two shits about anybody else right now. It's me and Levi. I wish the other guys kind of felt that way.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks.